And Massachusetts state senators are set to vote on a controversial transgender rights bill, which opponents call the bathroom bill. The measure would ban discrimination against transgender people in public places such as sports arenas, movie theaters, and restaurants. It would also allow people to use the bathroom or locker room that corresponds to their gender identity rather than their physical anatomy. WBUR's Steve Brown has been following the debate at the State House, and he's with us now from the State House. Steve, good to have you.
Hi, Anthony.
And we can hear some of the debate going on in the background. Tell us a little bit about it. What's the debate been like today?
Well, first off, Anthony, a spoiler alert. The Senate will be passing this bill today. This afternoon, senator after senator has been getting up and expressing their support for the bill. First up was Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz, who is the sponsor of the Senate bill. She said that public accommodations are fundamental to dignity and equality, and drew from the civil rights movement as an example of how crucial public accommodations are.
We remember the bus boycotts and the lunch counter sit-ins of that era. We remember the segregated hospitals, the drinking fountains, and the restroom facilities. And surely we remember the arguments that kept those discriminatory practices codified for so many years. Integration is a threat to public health. A threat to public safety, segregationists of the day claimed.
Now, Chang-Diaz noted that Massachusetts was the first state to pass a public accommodations law back in 1865, banning discrimination on the basis of race or color, and the first to legalize same-sex marriage. Right now, the Senate's been going since about 1:30. They took up the debate, and they're going through some amendments right now.
All right, Steve. Now, opponents have also been making their case. I know they held a press conference at the State House yesterday. Tell me a little bit about what the opponents have been saying about this bill.
Well, they've been led by the Massachusetts Family Institute. They say that it's a public safety issue. They contend that predators could use this bill as cover to gain access to women's restrooms and locker rooms. A handful of state reps joined that news conference yesterday, including Republican Shauna O'Connell of Taunton. She says that the legislation would take away rights for the majority of people.
The definition of gender identity is so vague that it makes bathrooms and locker rooms basically a free-for-all, giving access to people with nefarious intentions, unlimited access to places where women and children are most vulnerable.
Now, Senate President Stan Rosenberg has been a strong supporter of this bill, and that's why it's probably going to go pass with flying colors today. He countered the claim put forth by opponents yesterday. He issued a statement saying that the suggestion that passage of the public accommodations bill will bring an unwanted male presence into women's rooms is erroneous. Transgender men are men, and transgender women are women.
And, Steve, you mentioned there Senate President Stan Rosenberg throwing his weight behind it and the fact that it will likely pass the Senate. Any indication of where this or similar legislation, of whether this or similar legislation could pass in the House?
I think it will definitely pass in the House. There's more than the 80 votes needed to get the bill passed. The big question that's been hanging over the House has been, would there be 107 yes votes in the House to overturn a gubernatorial veto should one be issued? We've been, asking the governor, where do you stand on this bill? And he's been somewhat coy, although we've been seeing some changes from him.
Right. Well, say a little bit more. What have we been hearing from Governor Charlie Baker most recently about this issue?
Well, he was asked that this morning. If you take it back to 2010 first, he opposed a similar measure during his 2010 gubernatorial bid. He didn't take an official position on this legislation, but now you can see, based on some changes that are written into the House version of the bill, that he has left the door open just a little bit to support this legislation.
I don't want to comment on the specifics except to say that I appreciated the decision the House made to try and clarify some of the issues around how it would actually be implemented.
So he's still on the fence there, it sounds like, or not willing yet to say one way or the other.
He's not saying one way or the other, but if you kind of read between the lines, he's opening up to this language that the House put into their version of the bill, which the Senate is not putting that language in right now. Now, earlier this week, Stan Rosenberg said that that language that puts a little more onus on the Mass Commission Against Discrimination in the Attorney General's office to set up some regulations and sort of define gender identity, that language seems to be the type of language that the governor has been looking for to be able to support this bill. Senate is not putting in that language in their version of the bill, but I would watch for that language to be in the final version of the bill when it gets out of a conference committee once the Senate does it and the House does it.
And Steve, one more question. I just want to ask you a quick question about sort of national context here. Assuming that Massachusetts does pass this law, sort of where does that put the state in terms of this issue?
Well, I think everybody recognizes that Massachusetts is one of the most progressive liberal states in the nation. And so this is kind of sending a message to other progressive liberals out there that Massachusetts is taking a step to ban discrimination in these areas of public accommodation, where other states have been going in the opposite direction. So this sets Massachusetts apart from the rest of the nation.
All right. That's WBUR Steve Brown reporting live from the state House, where the state Senate is debating a controversial transgender rights bill that we expect to pass in the Senate. Steve Brown, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.
And listeners, stay with us. Coming up, are we smart enough to know how smart animals are? I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.